I was born in Houston, Texas. Grew up there until I moved over here. So I'm a Texan first, and then I say I'm an American when I have to show my passport. It was great when I used to travel through Europe, and you'd say, oh, American, and people, oh. But then you go Texan, and they would go, oh, Texan, oh, and mimic riding horses and lassos and all that. So you got, you know, a bit of special treatment. But yeah, I grew up normal, middle class, till I got a bit naughty when I was younger and had a child quite young. I got pregnant when I was 16, and that kind of changed life a bit. Decided to quit being naughty, sorted myself out. I might have had him young, but I'm not going to ruin his life because I had him young. So I was going to make sure I would give him every opportunity possible. So my father is Ukrainian, Russian-Ukrainian. They immigrated to Argentina at the early 1900s. And then in the late 50s, early 60s, he moved to Buffalo, New York, of all places, for, you know, the American dream. I actually have photos of him. They kind of remind me, you know, the old photos of the guy sitting on the medals on the skyscrapers kind of thing. He started out, though he was college educated, but he was an immigrant. He spoke three or four languages, but he was an immigrant. So he had to start out at the bottom of the barrel. He was a janitor first and then slowly worked his way up. So he was always a bit of a hero to me, where it's like you can start out at the very, very bottom of the barrel and work your way up. My mother's side of the family, they were Polish, immigrated again early 1900s to America. I came to visit Rathlin. I said, it's stunning, oh, it's beautiful, but I'll never move there. And I can remember a couple years later as I packed my bags, my mother said, never say never. I did psychology and English.
Okay.
And it was actually, by that stage, I had met the reason why I moved here. And it was either continue on with my master's or move to Rathlin. And I decided to go for love instead of education. And so moved over here then in 2005 with my son. And the island's welcoming. I don't want anyone to ever think, you know, the term you said earlier, blow-in, and they never really use that term here. They take you for who you are and get to know you and just take you at face value or your work ethic. But once you, yeah, it's like a huge family here. And now I wouldn't move again, you know, and it's not just because I'm too lazy to make such a big move. I actually do love the place. And it was quite funny because we were discussing the other day, like nationality. And he's like, I consider myself Irish. And I was flabbergasted. I was like, no, you're American. You were born in America. And he's like, but I've lived here longer than I've lived in America. And this is where I've grown up and how I've grown up and with the people I've grown up with. I consider myself Irish. And I just, it was a big eye-opener in a sense, because I guess I never really thought about it, because to me, I'll always be Texan and American no matter how long I live here. But for him, the memories are vague and not, I guess, strong enough in his mind. And, you know, most of his memories are here. So he's Irish.